Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And we are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. Yeah. You can find us at all of those wonderful places under Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Or Get Real Global Entertainment, which is who produces this wonderful episode and segment every week. I don't know who the hell those people are, but they're okay in my book. They pay for this. Oh, sorry, wait. I help, damn it. I help. Anyway, we are in the studio today with some amazing guests.
Yes.
Amazing, fucking amazing guests. We are here. It's a special birthday episode.
Happy birthday,
it's Jenny's and Jay Gordon's birthday.
Yay!
Today, January 30th. Happy birthday. And we have the amazing. Yes. Okay. I'm your hostess with the most is Jennifer DeVoe. And this is JJ.
What's up?
AKA The Muse. Or Jenny and The Muse.
My husband.
Whatever, just
AKA.
Yeah. Here, you want to share a mic? We can share a mic.
Oh.
We can kind of like.
Oh, it's just this.
No, no. Look, this is the best T-shirt right here. See, look.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? Anyway, I have yet to make those T-shirts yet, but that would be badass. I'm wearing an orgy T-shirt. We are here today with Carlton Bost from the amazing, awesome, I say alternative rock band, but I know it's like, you're like a hodgepodge of so many different types of music. Let me turn all the mics on here.
I don't even know what that means, alternative anymore. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what to call you because you're just like so many different things.
Well, that's the whole idea of the name.
Yeah, it's an orgy of music to your ears.
Lots of influences, lots of styles.
I like that.
Yep.
I like the fact that you have so many different things going on. And your shows are in my opinion, they're really unique. You know what I'm saying? Because each experience is unique.
Yeah,
each crowd is different.
Yeah.
Each venue has been different.
Yeah.
Every place I've seen you,
mm-hmm.
whether it was the Rose in Pasadena, I saw you guys at the Whiskey a couple times. I've seen you at, what was that one? The 1640 station? Is that what they call it?
Downtown.
Yeah, that place in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
And I saw you at the, no, I don't think I know you were at the 1720 club also.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
what
but the one in Hollywood, remember when we did the Halloween-ish, it was right around Halloween.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's when I got this T-shirt.
On Cuenca.
Yes, on Cuenca.
Yeah, yeah.
1640 station or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was a nice venue. It was different.
Yeah, it was fun. It was
yeah.
good.
I thought it was a good turnout. That
so.
Place was fucking packed.
Halloween, you know?
Yeah. But you guys brought, I think, you know, you and Powerman 5000
yeah,
were the centerpieces of that entire thing.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. That was a good show. But like I said, every show has been completely different.
Yeah.
Totally. When I see you guys. So, and that's what's awesome. But the signature piece in the entire thing is when Jay goes out in the crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
And he gets everybody to sing, you know, Blue Monday.
Yeah.
So
sometimes that works well. Sometimes it's. There's some weird things going on out
there. I have seen some interesting shit.
Yeah.
Like, somebody grabbed his arm one time, and like I've seen some different things.
Well, just
like, I was
like,
what
know,
the
like
fuck?
The words they'll come up with, or the way they sing it, or something. You're just like, what? What? The, what?
I know, right?
It's fun.
Yes, we always like to have fun, and your guys' concerts are always fun, and it's always cool to hang out with you backstage.
Yeah,
whenever you know.
Always good to have you.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the Regent, I need to hit up Lou. because he didn't know what was going on with your guest list and your stuff. And I said, I'm cool with two tickets, just me and him.
Yeah.
I don't care about bringing anybody else. I know, I'm just me and him. I'm cool with that.
It was always chaotic.
Yeah, I know. But he said he hadn't even heard back from a promoter yet. It was like, whatever. Like, dude, like, this is orgy. How dare you not give them an answer? How dare you? It's fucking orgy. Go to Facebook, their orgy music on there. And then on Instagram, you're Orgy Official. And I'm trying to remember what you are on Twitter. Who fucking knows, right? It's either Orgy Official or Orgy Music or something like that. But what are you, was it orgymusic.com?
The actual website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know. That's sad, man. We don't even know our shit.
I'm pretty terrible with the whole online thing.
That's more Lou's thing, maybe.
Well,
do you guys have a team? Do you have anybody like that? Did your social media and stuff? Or is it just Lou? A shout out to Lou Gordon, by the way, manager of Orgy. And shout out to all the guys. Nick Speck.
Yep. He wanted to be here, but he had to work.
I know he had to work. He told me in the email. I was like, oh, well, that sucks. But because he hasn't been here since the first one you guys did back in 2017. One.
Yeah.
When you guys were first on. And then you were on last year. It was just you last year. Right. And then this year, well, hopefully, Jay shows up or doesn't get lost.
Well, I was with Jay at the studio at 5 this morning. And I was like, we're going to go do this thing, right? And he's like, yeah. I'll be there. So I talked to him just on the way over here.
Last time he said, yeah, I'm going to call in. And then he didn't call. I'm like, I said to Lou, just have him call in. Just 5 minutes. I'm okay with that. Just 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. And I'll say happy birthday and he can be on his merry way. Yeah,
he wants to be here today.
That would be awesome because this would be the first time the man's been in the studio. But we also have in the studio with us today.
Yes.
The amazing Star Daddy. You can find him on Instagram as the Star Daddy, the_star_daddy.
And if you can't find the Orgy website, just Google Orgy.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, see what the fuck kind of, what kind of shit comes
up. Make sure you do it at work, though.
Right.
or at your parents' house.
Oh, yeah, right.
when you're visiting for Christmas, just Google Orgy and you'll find that.
I sent his music and his info to Lou because I think he should tour with you guys.
Yeah.
He has the right aesthetic and music and style for you guys. The way he dresses, the acts. Yeah. Dude, I'm serious. He's badass. You should see him on stage. Hello, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who are we talking
about? Yo, is Justin around?
Yes, we have Justin here.
What's up?
AKA Star Daddy.
Justin, is Bonnie.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm high.
You're high.
So are we. At least me and the muse are.
Justin, I thought you were straight edge.
My man Vanny, Count Vanny, shout out. He was on the song Fuck Boy remix.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
On the new record, Cymbal Season mixtape.
Nice.
He was spitting some bars about a promiscuous lady.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, I think some of us might know.
I remember that song on stage. That was funny.
What's up, man?
Remember when you brought the blow up doll to the CA show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
That was the greatest thing.
That's my ex-girlfriend.
So is there going to be a volume 2, or are you going to do what Limp Bizkit did with Unquestionable Truth and never put out part 2?
I'll never do anything that Limp Bizkit did. no.
Limp Bizkit's good. Come on now.
Cymbal Season Volume 2 is coming. Ricky Rubinson is here in the studio right now filming me as we speak. He's the producer of Cymbal Season, and he will ensure that there is a part 2.
All right. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
You have my services whenever you decide to do it. You have my services to your availability.
Awesome. Thank you, man. I'm honored. I was honored to feature you on part 1.
Awesome. That was cool.
I was featured to be on it, we're friends, but I've always been a fan. So
he's good. He's very good. I've seen him on stage.
Thank you.
All right. Well, next caller, we got to go to the next one. All right, thank you for calling, dude.
All right, peace out.
Thank you, man.
Peace out, man.
Hey, next caller. Hello? Call back, please. Yeah, you can call back. Okay, that 606 number, call back. Sorry about that, dude. I tried to answer in time. Anyways, that was cool. Thank you. That was good. Well, that's always nice to have some fans. We like that. And if you're an orgy fan, especially, or Star Daddy, either way, call on in. We have 323-203-0815. Again, that's 323-203-0815. And that 606 number, call back. You know, I'll get you this time. Nobody's on the screen. Anyway, let's see. I need to pull up. Let's go to our music library. Where are we? I'm trying to find some pictures of music.
So y'all are on tour right now, is that correct?
Yes, ask
we're
questions.
Going to be, we're going to start on later in February, us with Lords of Acid.
Okay.
And Gin of Torturers.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. So I think the first date is, what, the 23rd of the... what date are we here? We're like the second show is back here, I think.
I know, the Regent.
Yeah.
They're at the Regent on February 22nd.
22nd.
Yeah, 22nd, okay. Yeah.
So maybe 21st.
Yeah, it's the 21st. There's a show the night before it somewhere else. I'm trying to remember what location.
Like Phoenix, maybe?
Something like that. It was another location. And then you guys are in L.A. on the 22nd of February at the Regent. I just remember that one, but I know I saw on your calendar that you had a show the night before.
I'll tell you in 1 second.
Yeah.
Called the Pretty in Kink Tour.
Yeah. Can you go ask Ronan how, babe, go ask Ronan how I can pull up Orgy's music on here? On my old my library. I need to go to my library. I have your songs already pulled up. Actually, hold on, wait. Where is it?
Will there be blow-up dolls on the tour?
Will there be blow-up dolls on
I'm
the
sure
tour?
That one of the bands will have something like that. I don't think that we do. Okay, but I guarantee
nice,
that
very
someone
nice.
Is going to have them.
Now, I'm a big fan of Deadzy.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Okay. Thanks.
And I heard a rumor that there was something going on, like a reunion show or something. Are you involved with that? Or is that even
we
true?
We actually just did a show... In back in November at up at San Quentin Prison, which was
damn.
Whose idea?
that's interesting.
I mean,
like Folsom Prison Blues.
Elijah put it together. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what he did to make that happen. But Queens of the Stone Age played. We played.
Ooh, Queens! Wow, you guys, that's a good show.
And we did it like kind of like semi-acoustical.
That's
of thing.
Awesome.
But it was like the first time we played together in like 11 years.
I heard something about it because. Someone said, oh, they're reuniting and they did this show, but people tend to blow things out of proportion. Is that true that like reuniting or
I don't know about that. I mean, I know Elijah's like kind of started working on stuff again, but that's basically all done.
Right.
So that first show is in Phoenix on the 21st, February 21st, Club Red.
Right.
And then back here in LA on the 22nd at the Regent.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, stay tuned with that. Who knows?
That'd be cool, though, because I know it would be good, because I really think he'd be a good aesthetic with you guys at some point. I'm saying even at some point, even down the line a little, you know, a little ways,
sure.
Whatever. It's a good look. He has a good sound, and he'd fit well with you very much so. I was like, oh, yeah, we were saying that when we were watching him on stage. I was like, yeah, he would go well with Orgy.
I've been a fan of Orgy. I remember when the Candy Ass album came.
Yeah.
Frig, yeah.
And it blew my
great
mind.
Album.
I was like the kid in my room with the CD player, like the Walkman.
Yeah,
and
oh,
you
yeah.
could hit the button that said bass boost.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, like this guy, his voice and the industrial, like, rock aesthetic.
Yeah.
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 Was a huge influence for me. So.
Yeah, I was a fan of that record, too.
That's a great album.
Were you involved like in playing? You joined the band in recent, like more
for the Toxic album, right?
Yeah, I mean, we put this version back together. What, like 2012, 2011,
yeah.
2012, around.
Right?
But I mean, I met Jay right around the time that they were finishing up the Candy Ass record, so I've known him since way back then. But
right,
but yeah, I was not involved with the first three.
But you play on Toxic.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, you know what we should do? We should listen to some Toxic.
Do it.
We're going to do this. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it right now. Toxic by Orgy on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Yeah. Can I say fuck yeah?
Fuck yeah. You may say fuck yeah.
Well, yeah, because we're on internet radio, and that's the best thing about it is I can swear.
Fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just because you can. Just, you know.
Shout out to the fuckhead army.
Yes, exactly. Right. Nice. Very nice. All right. How are we doing back there? Okay. All right. I love it. We are having a lot of fun today. That's the great part about it. It's a birthday bash. So we got my.
Is it everyone's birthday here? Is it your birthday too?
No, no.
That'd be cool. it's all of us. Every one of us. Yeah.
Only people whose birthday it is were allowed in this room.
Well, I guess that would just be me and Jay.
Like, I just snuck in because it's not my birthday.
No, but it's, you know, I figured it made sense. It's my birthday episode. It's his birthday also.
It makes sense.
Fuck it. Let's just do it, you know.
So it really makes sense.
And you guys were one of my favorite bands, so it made sense to have you on my show.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times? Do you really think I go to all these different bands and see them like that many times?
I don't know.
No, I just don't. certain bands, like, I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, I can skip them a couple times, whatever. But, I mean, you guys, like, it's just different. You're, you know. Well, plus, you're, like, friends now. So yeah. It's different.
Just hang out time.
It's different. I just go backstage and hang out, and we talk about stuff. I talk.
She didn't watch the show. She's backstage.
Yeah, me and Jay are sitting there talking about kids and shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, are we some old fucks now? God.
I was hanging out with people last night, and they were like, "Oh, we saw Orgy," and then we went. Jay was like, "Oh, come backstage and watch the game with me," and he was watching like a basketball game or something. Yeah. And he was like, "He's so cool." He's
exactly.
So-
Well, they're all just down to earth. I mean, just think about it. It's like, I always look at it this way. Celebrities, you know, they put their pants on one leg at a time, same as anybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody's, you know.
Everyone's surprised. Like, Jay and I especially are kind of like big sports fans, like football and...
Fuck yeah. Sports are awesome.
We take footballs out on the road. We're like every night throwing around in the parking lot.
Who are you going for the Super Bowl this weekend?
Well, I mean, obviously right. LA.
Okay, know. Cool. Sorry. I love you, Los Angeles. Sorry, I love you, Los Angeles. You're my favorite fucking city in the entire goddamn world, and I love you, and I love you, I love you. And I will die here, and I'll be buried here next to the husband and all that shit.
I mean, but you know, it's like basically...
I'm a Patriots fan. I'm sorry, because I'm from Maine.
But come
I'm a
on.
New England bitch.
But come on, like...
I'm a New England bitch. I can't help it. You know what I'm saying? I got to vote for my New England teams.
Dude,
I'd get my ass handed to me by my family.
Aren't you even tired of them winning all the time?
Kind of. I mean, a little.
Like, where's the fun in it anymore?
It's like, kind of no... It's like yeah.
They've been two in a row?
I mean, they lost last year.
Oh, God.
You know, give them that one. They lost last year.
I mean...
They can't win every time.
Ridiculous.
He didn't cheat. That's how you know. That's how you know he didn't cheat last year because they lost.
Dude, he's great. We all know it.
I know. Tom Brady. Did you see Ted 2? Did you see the Ted movies? No. With the teddy bear? So in the second one, Ted wants to have a kid with his girlfriend, with his wife. He marries, you know, his chick, Tammy Lynn, and he wants to have a kid with her and shit. But, like, he needs semen because, obviously, he's a teddy bear. He can't produce semen, right? He can't do none of that shit. So how is he supposed to make a baby? So they're like, oh, let's go get semen from Tom Brady. And they sneaked into his house late at night. They climbed up in this on a fucking ladder, all this crazy shit. They get up in there. They pull the covers up, and this golden light comes out.
Oh, my God.
And they said, oh, my God. The most amazing thing I've ever seen, or some shit like that. They were going like, "Oh my god!"
Wait, but
like gold member,
yeah. But it was like it lit up like the hole underneath the blanket. Yeah. You didn't see the dick, obviously, but it just lit up like gold. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay, no, I just thought it was a funny Tom Brady joke. Anyway.
But wait, he's trying to impregnate another teddy bear with the semen?
No, no, no. It's a female. It's a woman. It's an actual woman, like a human.
Being impregnated by a teddy bear.
You can't be, though, because the teddy bear can't get off. He can't. It's not like he can. He dry humps her. So basically all he does is dry hump her because he says, oh, yeah. He says, oh, about the dick thing. He's like, I wrote to Hasbro.
Okay. I do that, too, so I don't get girls pregnant. I just dry hump.
Yeah, dry hump.
Yeah.
You know, get on stage, dry hump them, you know. It's part of your show. No, I'm just kidding. You're pretty lively on stage, though, motherfucker.
I'm even more lively in the bedroom.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out to my ladies. Plural.
What, all the ones that were there that night? Jesus Christ, he had his whole little entourage of females, man. He had like 5-6 bitches, I don't know, something. Yeah. I don't know. He had some, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call you bitches. You were very nice.
No, it's okay.
You were very, very lovely women, and you were very
Tarzana
nice.
That was the Tarzana chapter.
You were very nice. Hi. That was just the Tarzana chapter.
Yeah, that was the Tarzana chapter.
Oh, and the ones that were there on Friday night, were those the other chapter, the Pomona? No, wait.
I don't even know where we were.
Where the fuck were we?
Whittier.
The Whittier chapter. Whittier chapter? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of Friday night, shout out to Bill Manspeaker, lead singer of the amazing band Green Jello or Green Jelly, whichever.
Yeah.
Because they had to legally change their name.
Because
Jello threatened to sue. Literally, Jello was going to sue them because their band's name was Green Jello.
What's the problem?
They said it was a trademark. They said it was a trademark thing. Yeah. So they were going to sue him. So he had to change the name. So it became Green Jelly.
But now with all the Jelly Bill Cosby Fest. Shit, like you don't want to be you don't want to be anything Jello anyway.
No, anything. Oh, well, listen to this though. Listen.
Friday, January 25th, it's the last
Jell-O Fest,
starring Green Jell-O and the Punk Rock Puppet Show.
Big little pig left me in.
By the power of my chinny chin.
That's Sage Venue and Lounge.
5511 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier, California.
Also featuring Street Respect, Potty Mouth,
Parties.
Hood Life Hippies.
Also featuring
Murder Minded,
Vile American, Castles of Colossus,
and Ralph.
Tickets available at AcropolisTickets.com.
21 and up.
The last Jell-O Fest at Sage Venue and Lounge
in Whittier, California.
Just 15 minutes from NAMM. Show your NAMM badge at the door and get a $10 discount. Brought to you by Youngblood Productions.
Let's just say last Friday night was fucking amazing.
I was waiting for his voice to go high with that.
I know, yeah.
Like, not by the hair of my chinny chin. But he was just like, yeah. Nah, he was like, put the mic out, let the crowd do it.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of energy.
He was in a puppet show.
I was in the puppet show on stage. I was like, this is the last time I'm ever going to see this. So I said, fuck it. And I went for broke. So I went up there. I was one of the first volunteers that got picked. He picks 20 people out of the crowd. I don't know if you've ever been to one of his shows, Carlton, but he picks 20 people out of the crowd, and you become part of the punk rock puppet show. So you go backstage and you pick a head. It's like a puppet head.
Yeah.
And you go backstage and you pick it, and then you put it on, and they tell you when, and you go out on stage, and then you jam out the whole time he's doing that song.
But that smells great inside.
Yeah, no, not really. Mine was okay, actually. I think it was a new head or something. It was close to new because there wasn't really any foul smell, which is great. But it was really fucking hot in there.
It was hot.
I could see the things. And then everybody started moshing out. We were all like, you know, headbanging and moshing out on stage. But you see a picture on my Facebook page, on Jennifer DeVoe's page. It says, it's just me up on stage with the. You just see a fucking unicorn head and my body. That's all you see. It's fucking crazy.
I was the pig. I had the pig head.
He was the pig.
And it fell off. It kept falling off.
Yeah, that was a bitch. And then he became Scooby-Doo.
I was Scooby-Doo head.
He was Scooby-Doo head. JJ was Scooby-Doo head. We had a lot of fun.
That was crazy.
It was a blast. Yeah. It really was. I had a good time. And we all jammed out. We were part of the punk rock puppet show. You go out there and you form a mosh pit. You form a big mosh pit, and he's standing on a chair in the middle of the crowd, and you do a mosh pit around him in his underwear,
and
you circle around him, and do a mosh pit.
He's like a shaman. This is punk rock shaman.
For the whole show, or just the song?
Just like, no, each song is different how he does it. It's just crazy. It's like a really fun show. Yeah. That's another one of my favorite shows that I've gone to. I can't make it to, I'm sorry, dudes, I can't, Youngblood Productions, shout out to Nathan Young, love you, dude, but can't make it to the March 17th show because we have a concert going on, heavy metal show at Petey's Place in Tarzana. We're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style.
Shit, everyone's going to be wasted, right?
We're going to have a good time. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be redonkulous. Let's play another orgy song, and then we're going to follow it up with a Star Daddy song.
Yeah, all right.
So we can hear a little bit of that. Which one do you want to play off the Toxic album besides that?
Let's do Comeback. I like that one.
You want to do Comeback? That is a good song. Hold on. All right, so we're going to do Comeback by Orgy on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio. And then when we come back, we're going to do Star Daddy. All
right.
Star Daddy. Star Daddy. Star Daddy.
Shaker, like a monkey wrench, a song shaker, such a faker, moonraker, backbreaker. My middle finger's up for the troublemaker. Fire starter, get your fix. Double down, Tinseltown, now turn those tricks. Locked up in the back of a black and white. Took one for the team tonight. You've got me curious, why you're so furious? Bitch, lay your head down, shut up and relax a while. Bullshit that your love deserves. Fucking with your learning curves. Bitch, lay your head down. Try harder to fake that smile. Now
Fuck yeah, that was awesome. That was Comeback. That's one of my favorite ones you guys do on stage too, though. I like it when he does that one.
I like that one too.
But I like all the old school shit too.
Well, sure.
All the old school songs, man. Not just Blue Monday, but like all the other ones. Like I love Opticon. I love, you know, there's so many songs.
Yeah.
You guys do that I like.
Where's Gerald?
I like that
I know
one too.
Gerald. I know the Gerald that.
Yeah.
That's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old Gerald.
Where's Gerald? Let's see. Da, da, da,
da, da. They keep telling me they're trying to call in.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong. Hold on. I'm not seeing the call screen. What song do you want to play for you?
I want to play a song called Goldie.
Oh, okay, the top one. I got you. All right.
It's about a girl that broke my heart. But it's all right because I got mad hoes.
It's not going to make us cry, is it?
Okay. No, you got to bump it, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck yes. Yes. Come on in. Special guest. We're finally here. The birthday boy. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Can you give him a seat that's going to be good for him? Okay. I just don't want, because I know you hurt your foot. You okay, dude?
Yeah.
Thank you for making it in. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. The Jay Gordon,
come this way, Jay.
The birthday boy, come this way just a little bit, I want to make sure they can see you. Yes,
word.
Yes, fuck yeah! It's Jay Gordon, the birthday boy. What's up, dude? Happy birthday!
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. Oh my God, it only took me since 2014. Get your ass in a
late
studio. It's okay, you're here and you made it,
right on.
And that's what matters.
Thank you.
Yes, we were playing. We played Toxic. and then we just played Comeback. Yeah. So we've been playing some great music.
Fresh mixes of the new stuff.
I was thinking about trying to do like a quick Karma Cats thing, but
next time.
Okay. Well, that's what I told Carlton during the break. I was like, when we had the music playing, I was like, dude, just let me know when you guys have your new, like something new that you want to put out, and then we'll make a special, you know, show for you.
Or thanks.
Hell yeah.
We will make room for you. It's you know, it's different. It's you.
Thank you.
We have a special guest in the star here. He's a huge in the station. He's a real huge fan of yours. Star Daddy.
How are you, bro?
He's a really big fan of yours, and I submitted his music to your dad.
Oh, cool.
For a possibility for him to maybe tour with you at some point in the future.
Cool.
I think he would be a good fit with you.
Nice.
I had him on I had him on at one of my recent shows on January 18th at Petey's Place in Tarzana.
Uh-huh.
And he put on a really great show, and he has great stage presence, and I think he would be good as an opener for you guys. Yeah. So I want to play one of his songs. Maybe you can hear it and give us your opinion.
Cool.
We're going to do Goldie by Star Daddy. And then we're going to come back and play another one of Ordy's songs. All right. This is Goldie by Star Daddy on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio.
Understand, Star Daddy got me more than every other man. They cannot love you like I can. They cannot fuck you like I can. They cannot love you like I can. Smash that ass till we break in the bed. Boom, boom, boom. She dropped that ass on my dick like ooh, ooh. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I go so fast on the clit like ooh, ooh. She said, I love you, baby, boom, 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 she dropped that ass on my dick till we break in the bed. Goldie, Goldie, do you love me? Goldie, Goldie, do you think of me? Every time I bang your line, you can never hit me back. Baby, I'm trying to lie and say that I'm a different man. They cannot love you like I can. They cannot fuck you like I can. They cannot love you like I can. Smash that ass till we break in the bed. Boom, boom, boom. She dropped that ass on my dick like ooh, ooh. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I go so fast on the clit like ooh, ooh. She said, I love you, baby, boom, 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 she dropped that ass on my dick till we break in the bed. Goldie, Goldie, do you love me? Goldie, Goldie, do you think of me?
Goldie, hell yeah, by Star Daddy. We had stuff is just falling apart, man. Like your mic just like went boom, boom, boom.
That song ended with a bang.
So Jay,
yeah,
what's up, birthday boy?
Nada, just ready to go get drunk.
Yeah, just have a good time.
Yeah. We got to work for a little bit, and then after that, I can, you know, have some shots and shit.
I heard you were in the studio like 5 a.m. and stuff today.
Yeah, what? Always.
Always. Well, you guys, that's how you guys roll.
Yeah, we start at like after midnight. Yeah. You know?
Damn. So, this dedication right there, I tell you.
Yeah.
His voice gets warmed up around 3 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, then we're out of there by 5.
That's always good.
What's your vocal warm-up?
At whiskey or something like that.
Okay. I was on tour with Ministry, and I was like, Al, I lost my voice. What do I do? He said, wine and cigarettes.
Yeah.
Wine and cigarettes.
Good advice. Good advice from a seasoned pro. Yeah.
Ministry is the bomb. I've been listening to them since the fucking 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Their first album or so, they seemed kind of, I hate to say it like this, pussy-ish.
Okay. Their you don't fuck with the synth pop?
No, but their music in the beginning was really kind of, it wasn't the same as when they did Thieves and Liars. When they did that album, when it had Thieves and Liars, and it had like
through a massive,
was that Man on Fire or some Burning Inside. I fucking love that shit. Yeah. I used to work out to that shit. I used to get on the stair climber.
Didn't like Land of Rape and Honey? Like the
that one, yes, one. That one, that stuff, yes, but like the very beginning stuff was really kind light. It was disco-y. Yeah. It was not like
the progression though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But when they progressed into that hardcore shit, I was like, fuck yes. Yeah. That was like more my speed. I used to, you know, like I used to jam out to both those albums. Like, you know, when it was all, I'd get on the stair climber and just fucking go.
Yeah.
You know,
we did a that cover was like hardcore of, shit. We did a cover of a song called Flashback from Land of Rape and Honey.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one.
And Al was like, oh man, I hate all my old music.
Why?
He was like, you guys are awesome. I like you guys, but I can't listen to that cover. It makes me embarrassed because it's all about a girl. It's like the lyrics are about a girl.
Whatever. The whole point, though, is
about a girl, land of rape and honey.
Yeah.
Yes, completely.
Shout out DJ Swamp.
Yes, shout out to DJ Swamp. He was there. He's with Ministry.
That's my DJ and Ministry's DJ.
Yeah, it was the Ministry for DJ. He was with them at our show on the 18th of January. It was fun. Yeah, we had a good time. Petey's Place is a nice venue.
Cool.
I know you guys are much, you know, used to much bigger venues and like stuff. And
we play them all, you know, backyard.
I told Lou, I said someday I might be able to afford Orgy to play at my concerts. I said someday I can dream.
It's cheap, man.
I can dream. Someday I'll take out a loan. That's you know, business loan just to get them to play. man, huh? Oh, just fuck that. No, they don't. They don't cost nearly as much as fucking Snoop Dogg. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Even when yeah, even when I was trying to put you guys on at the Harris Rincon, that big fucking outdoor theater and shit, you guys are only asking for $7,500, dude.
I don't remember
that's it. Fucking cheap as fuck compared to goddamn Snoop Dogg wanting $35,000 just to D-Day.
Oh, really?
He didn't do nothing else. That's all he did was he just got on stage, he smoked blunts, and he DJed. He didn't talk to the crowd, he didn't sing, he didn't do nothing else.
A lot more than that.
It was $35,000 for that one show.
Oh.
But for him to do a speaking engagement or for him to do something like more like to sing and perform, then that's like $100,000 or some shit. That's different. But just to stand there and you know, do like push some buttons. He just pushed some fucking buttons and smoked blunts. That's all he did that whole hour. I was just laughing. That's like 1 hour and it's $35,000. That was just horrible. But you guys give a million times better of a show.
Oh, thanks.
And I know you got shows coming up. We were talking about that earlier. The 21st, you said where? In Phoenix?
Yeah, the first show is the 21st.
The 21st of February, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we got the 22nd is at the Regent here in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a good show, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that'll be a good turnout. And that's a good that's a decent venue.
Yeah, definitely.
I saw ICP there.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was a messy show. Fuck. I don't know if you've ever seen ICP. I mean, I know you guys are a band. I
haven't had the pleasure.
Yeah, I know you're a band and like you do your own shit so much that you're probably like, fuck going to see other concerts.
No, I'm down. I just
do you ever go to other concerts?
I do if I can, you know, get out, you know, get there. You know, it depends on who it is. If it's like Gasoffelstein or something, I'm going. Like, I'm going to go to Coachella just because of him this year.
Okay. So. Interesting. I like it.
Yeah. You don't know who that is?
No, who is it?
He's fire. Gesoffelstein?
Yeah.
Fire as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's...
What type of music is that, or is it?
He's kind of like, you know, if you look at DJs, you know, like he'll be the one that just is like, what the fuck? Like his shit is so dope. Like,
okay,
it's like retarded good. He's somebody I would love to do a fucking song with for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's like a collaboration.
Insane. Yeah, for
you
sure.
Should ask him. Totally, just hit him up.
It's you know, he's like a French guy. You know, French people get a little like. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm probably French, but I don't know if that'll matter.
Not all French people are cool like me, huh, Jay?
That's right.
My last name's DeVoe.
Oh, nice.
I'm a Frenchie.
I'm French, too, but, like, it doesn't matter, I don't think. If you're from American, you know, if you're an American, they're just like...
Eh. I'm a mutt.
Fucking American.
Okay, they even say that up in Quebec.
Yeah.
Fucking Americans.
Yeah, fucking
even there, they all want to come down here and eat our Big Macs. No, just kidding. They come down here, but...
They don't even call them that, dude.
No, Lay Big Mac.
Or like... Do they call
I'm just kidding.
I think they call them like a quarter something royale.
They can't do the quarter pounder thing, because
that's the quarter pounder. The
Big Macs got smaller, though, I got to say.
They did. No, what I was thinking about. I was thinking about Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Remember when he's talking about the
Lay Big Mac.
Lay Big Mac. They
call the quarter pounder the royale.
Yeah, that's it.
What's been your favorite like city or venue? Like what would you say? Like what's the favorite place that you've ever played? Like where do you like playing?
There's a lot of them.
What's your list? Or
I mean like sound wise, like probably like that Gem Club and wherever that was. Way the fuck.
What was that like New Hampshire or
somewhere Maine, New Hampshire or something like that?
Oh, I'm from Maine. I love it.
You might know that.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean
it sounds familiar.
You must have got bored as fuck growing up there.
Yeah, it was really boring. Yeah. It was either grow a drug addiction, grow an alcohol problem, get pregnant and put out 30 children.
Or get crabs.
Right? Ew, God, yeah. No.
Let's not even go
I mean, we go fishing for crabs.
That's what I mean.
What we're
get
about.
Crabs, yeah. Like in a trap.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, there. Oh, I thought we were talking about STD. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. My brain went totally in a whole other direction on that one. I mean, I guess you could get STDs there, but, you know, it's Maine.
Sure, why not? You catch those anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. But Maine is boring.
New York's always good.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that. Like, you know, like sound-wise, that place. And then New York, by far.
Yeah.
Is definitely the most fun place to play.
They have get a lot of people, a lot of big crowd.
Always.
Yeah.
Where at New York? What's your favorite venue?
Everywhere. Like Irving Plaza.
Yeah, he's from New York, so
I was there. I opened for y'all in Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
In Amityville. Revolution.
Yeah, that place.
A few years back, though.
Isn't it funny? He's already opened for you.
You know? Yeah.
It was like when you guys had first started touring again.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Isn't that awesome? See, he's already toured. He's already opened for you before. So why not do it again?
Oh yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's repeat this formula. Repeat the formula. Oh, anyway, we're having a good time. It's the birthday show. Ooh, okay. So I'm gonna play another song from Toxic. What do we want to play?
Let Jay pick this one.
We've already played Come Back and Toxic. We played those two.
I'm out. I'm out of options then.
I think G-Face is really good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wanna do G-Face? Sure. Alright, we're gonna do a little G-Face. I love it when you guys play this one on stage though.
Yeah, it all sounds better live for some reason.
I go hardcore. Like when you guys certain songs that you play, like I get more excited than other songs. It depends. Like I love all the renditions, all the songs that you guys do on stage though.
Thank you.
You guys go a good set. I like it. All right, we're going to play G-Face by Orgy on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Don't look so down and out. Built your heart to burn it down. You're not so innocent now. Just can't wait to blow this place. Feeling like a basket case. Yeah, we play, replay. Let me see your G-Face. Underneath the broken gown lives a soul broken down. Somehow you're living the dream. Just like that you lost in space. Misled in your poker face. Yeah, we play, replay. Let me see your G-Face. Never tonight. We jump and never get before. Fight on our faces. That's how we play, replay. Let me see
Yeah. We were just we were talking about that song and what Jay thinks it should be sounding more like.
No, he's really, really dope. Like I would have him make some stuff again. Like yeah. He's really good. Yeah, we would just have to like talk about making the vocals maybe more gritty.
I got you.
They're just not on that record.
You don't think it's hard enough, like gritty enough?
No. Okay. The new stuff, like I don't think you can avoid it. Like I think we just purposely go there and then just record it that way. And we don't have to like make mix notes or anything. You just do it the way we want to do it. And
so I know Carlton was saying you guys are working on a new album. Mm-hmm. And do you have a expectation date of roughly ish? Maybe
two years ago.
It's like the new Tool album. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Every year.
Yeah.
I know Army to Your Party, that was a single
that's out.
That's
a single.
Is that one of the ones that's going to be on that album?
Yeah, yeah. we're going to release another single here pretty soon.
Okay.
Next couple of weeks. And that one's called Karma Castles. It's either going to be that one or another one, but yeah, I think it's going to be Karma Castles. And then, you know, just keep working this record. And, you know, I just don't want to, like, you know, it takes us forever to make a record, but, you know.
But sometimes
can't quit your day job.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
Which is working for other people, producing their music. And
doesn't it suck sometimes, though?
I mean, you know, I guess it could suck worse. I could be doing something else.
That's true. I mean, it's great. I'm glad that you came back. I know it took 8 years to, like, finally come back, like, and rebuild your band and start again. And it's been a process to rebuild all those followers, all those people. Mm-hmm. But I keep telling people, if you really loved Orgy in the beginning and you've loved them all this time, like, stop. Why would you go away just because they went away for a few years?
Yeah,
it is what it is. It shit happens. You know what I mean? You can't always predict what's going to be.
Yeah.
And we've had other bands on our show that were really big at one point, mm-hmm. back in the 90s or 2000s or whatever. Yeah. And then all of a sudden now it's like 10, 15 years later. And, you know, you might not be as big as you once were, because there's so much competition out there now. There's so much.
It's hit and miss.
But YouTube and everything else.
Yeah. But if you think about it, though, there's not a lot of good things out there right now. I don't know why there's not, but there's
some good music.
Yeah, there's a lot, but there's, like, you know, I don't know. It's weird. It's hit and miss. Like, you know, even for their concerts, like bands that you think are, like, you know,
I like In This Moment.
Yeah, they're
good. Fucking nuts.
Yeah,
I want to see them on stage when they come back to LA.
I mean, you know, bands like, you know, Bring Me the Horizon, they're always doing good. You know, they're just killing it. They just escalate. You know, like every time. And then,
3 Days Grace. I just love 3 Days Grace. I don't know.
You know, there's a lot of good stuff out there too, though. You know, it's just really, I'm picky. So just
me too.
Yeah.
I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be. I mean, especially if you are a musician yourself, you know, you gotta be picky about your own work, but that means you're going to be picky about other, what you listen to.
I
mean,
I listen to a lot of hip hop, like, and I'm not so picky on that one.
Yeah.
My kid,
who's your favorite artist?
Just all of them. Like, I don't know.
All of them.
I like a lot of them. A lot of them are just like ridiculous, but I mean, there's a lot of good shit out there, you know. Like, I was like, you know, Mo Bamba was crazy for a minute before it just became huge, and Sheck West or whatever. Carly's like, who's that?
All right, well, where can people find you on, like, social media? What's your website, that kind of stuff?
I don't know, Carly, what is
he
it?
Doesn't even know it. He didn't even know it. It's
orgy
fucking
music,
horrible.
Orgymusic.com.
Orgymusic.com, yeah. And I know it's Orgy Music on Facebook, and it's Orgy Official on Instagram. I think it's Orgy Music on Twitter as well. Yeah. So go check them out. Check out their music. Star Daddy. I wish I had more time to play. We're gonna bring you back in May, and that way we can play more music of yours. You know what I mean? But we'll do a side interview. We'll set up another one so you can do Rock Rage Radio and other stuff too. So we got you. It's all right. You know.
God Bomb's tour in February.
Yeah. Okay, what dates?
February 15th to February 24th. We're doing a little mini West Coast tour. That's my industrial band called the God Bombs.
Okay, cool. Yes. Check out the God Bombs on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and all that. Okay, and you can see their tour dates and their concerts and what venues they'll be coming to. And also go check out Orgy Music's. They're about to start touring again as well.
That's right.
February 21st, they're going to be in Arizona. Go check what's Phoenix or
Phoenix.
What's Phoenix? Okay.
Yeah. No,
do you know the venue?
Club Red.
Club Red. Okay, Club Red in Phoenix. So if you're a Phoenix, Arizona person, go check them out at Club Red in Phoenix, Arizona. And then on the 22nd, February 22nd, they're going to be at the Regent Theater in downtown Los Angeles. So please come out to that show. All you LA fans of Orgy, please come out, check them out. Of course, we'll have Star Daddy on some more upcoming concerts of ours as well. Come on out tomorrow night to the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles, the 3rd and Main, for Jenny's birthday blowout. We're going to have a big concert tomorrow night. You guys are invited, of course. It's a big old free Thank show you. If you can make it. We'll have some more. Well, I can't have shots there. They only serve beer. Well, beer shots? I don't fucking know. Anyway, we'll get wasted on beer tomorrow night.
Hell yeah.
We're going to have some great bands. We got Chris Diaz. He's going to open the show up and play some of his amazing renditions. And then we've got Bah Ram U. We've got, or I like to say it, Bah Ram U. And then we got Satanic Johnny, my band that I manage. Right. They're a punk metal band. You guys would love them. They're fucking nuts. Should tour with them. They're fucking crazy. Seriously. Satanic, just the name alone, Satanic Johnny, makes you want to tour with them, right?
Yeah.
Like, badass. And then we have two for the show, and then also the Trash Dogs. So come on out tomorrow night, Five Star Bar, downtown Los Angeles, where we're just jamming out and having a good time. Free show. Come on out. Bring everybody. It's going to be too much fun to handle. All right. And we've got other concerts coming up. Come out to the Boulevard on February 8th. And February 23rd to see some more of our bands that we're going to be featuring. So this has been a great show. I want to thank Orgy for coming out. Yeah. Thank you guys
Thanks
so
for
much
having
for
us.
Being on the show. Thank you to Jay Gordon for finally making it into the studio after almost 5 years of being on my radio shows.
Nice.
Happy birthday to you.
Since 2014. I remember meeting these guys. I'll tell you a quick story before we go. Remember meeting these guys. First time I saw them was at the House of Blues in West Hollywood before it got torn down, of course, back in 2013,
yeah.
When they were doing the Rock and Roll Hall induction of Joan Jett. Joan Jett?
Yeah,
Joan Jett.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, that was a good one. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We had a good time. Yeah, she deserved that. So thank you also to Star Daddy coming out today.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And happy birthday
happy
to
birthday.
Jay Gordon.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Appreciate it.
He's about to go have some lots of shots. All
right.
All right. We'll be back next week with Pandemic Unleashed. And then after that, we're the next week on February 13th, we're going to have the famous author Sasha George.
Right.
She has released another one of her books from the House of Blood series, and she also did some illustration for our friend Dilly Briggs for her children's book that she's coming out with, and Billy Stevens did music for Sasha George. So everybody's gonna be here. We're gonna have a great time, and then we're gonna have Fallen Fury, which is another band I manage, coming on at the end of February. So
nice.
Lots of fun. We'll see you next week with Pandemic Unleashed on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Again, shout out to Lou Gordon.
Right.
Love you, dude.
Pops.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.